This is Wade Bethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Acorn Tenants taking charge, running for seats on the board in France. Every 4 years, social housing tenants in France have the opportunity to run for seats on the board of their city's housing authority. Admittedly, the seats allocated for tenant representation are a minority of the board positions, because in France, as elsewhere, a voice for tenants is preferable to allowing real power for tenants. From conversations with organizers, leaders, and members of Acorn's French affiliate, Alliance Citoyenne, in Grenoble in the Parisian suburb of Aubervilliers, that may be about to change. Members of the Alliance have put forth slates of candidates in three different housing districts, two in Grenoble and one in Paris, and have begun to campaign in earnest. In various meetings throughout the week, the plan is shaped up. In Grenoble, where the voting pool is 17,000 families, we've been wrestling with the mechanics of the election. There's a voting period of roughly 2 weeks in which tenants have to return mail ballots to be counted in the election. A list of tenants is available as well as a map of all buildings in the system, but the exact time of their availability is still uncertain, making it difficult to make a comprehensive week-by-week plan. Nonetheless, Alliance candidates have an advantage simply because they're running as a team, backed by the organization, and in some cases, partnered with a local union as well. But that advantage only works if we're all able to come to a consensus on a plan and then do the hard work of campaigning for the almost 8 weeks until the voting closes in December. After conference calls throughout the week, I attended a meeting of the candidates, organizers, and key organizing committee members in a common space meeting room in one of the housing projects of Grenoble Habitat, where, over potato chips and apple juice, the plans are being hashed out. Like all campaigns and organizing, the focus was first on list and building an organizing committee. Regardless of when or if a list is supplied by the housing authority, the key first topic on the agenda of the meeting was how to use the list we have and how to build it larger in advance of the election. In the smaller election, we have 800 named, and in the larger one, we have closer to 1,500. There was agreement that the committee would divide up the list, report on daily progress, and commit individually to spend 10 hours on the phones to contact all 2,300 names in homes to reach 800 to 1,000. The objective was to use the calls to identify building representatives as organizing committee members in as many buildings as possible. Those campaign representatives would commit to circulating the literature, building a list of building tenants, joining the candidates in door knocking in their building, and organizing a building-wide meeting to meet the candidates between now and the election. The literature drop would be in the following week, and the staff and the planning committee committed to developing a week-by-week plan until the election to be discussed and decided on at the regular weekly meeting. There was agreement that the concentration would first be on identifying and turning out our base to vote before trying to expand to buildings in the suburbs and elsewhere that we had not previously organized. These elections are decided by only 1,000 or 2,000 votes, so the GOTV and multiple touches to make sure the ballots are filled out correctly and mailed is central to victory. This is the first time the organization has embarked on an election campaign of any kind, so it's exciting and heady stuff. The one thing that is certain is that the leadership and organization will be stronger once the votes are counted, win, lose, or draw. The other thing that is clear will be that if the Alliance Acorn members are elected, change is coming to housing authorities in Grenoble and Aubervilliers as tenants join their voices together to create power on the boards that will not be denied. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.